So the Albany County Legislature on Monday voted 23-13 with three absentees to expand its polystyrene ban to include prohibiting use of products for food services throughout Albany County, building on the ban first enacted in 2014, impacting chain food establishment early. The newly approved proposal expands the ban to coffee cups and to containers for all business and to-go containers for all businesses with the county. So we're joined now by Haley Grimes. And Haley, a number of people remarked about your testimony to the county legislature this week. You know, can you maybe share with our listeners some of the concerns that you raised about why you thought this ban made sense?
I've been working in the food industry for about 7 years now. I was working as a server when the ban was first put into place, and we've had great success with every alternative that I've have seen come around in any restaurant. Less spillage. I mean, they last longer. You can reuse them. And styrofoam was just, it was never a good option. And then once you start looking further into it and you find out how bad they really are for the environment and how much space they've been taking up in our landfills, I mean, as a citizen, I've definitely raised a lot of concerns for me. And I'm sure I can say the same about plenty of other servers and industry workers when I say that this is definitely a step in the right direction, and I'd like to see it expanded even further.
How have the customers that you have served over the years, how have they, you know, reacted when they found out, oh, no more styrofoam containers?
I think there was a lot of relief. I mean, if anything, I've had more customers come at an establishment for using the styrofoam that rather than people complaining about us getting rid of them. I think people prefer an aluminum to-go container over styrofoam. Like I said, there's less spillage. You can use it to reheat the items once you get home. And then for other uses, I mean, styrofoam, it's really just a one and done thing. So it's been a positive thing all around.
Now, in the recent vote, it was 23 for the ban and 13 against.
Right.
So obviously there was some opposition. Can you give us some of the arguments that the opponents gave, why they oppose banning styrofoam?
I think one of the main oppositions that was brought up was affecting a restaurant owner's bottom line because of the increased cost in to-go containers and eco-friendly products. In the past, there was a substantial price gap between styrofoam and between any other alternative. Nowadays, though, with styrofoam on its way out, marketplace has taken over, and all the alternatives are, if not less expensive, just a few cents more than what the styrofoams are. And it's definitely, it being an issue for any restaurant owner. I think if they do see that being an issue, then they have bigger things to worry about within their restaurant. That cost should not affect things in a way that is going to put them out of business. And I think that was one of their main arguments. So I don't know.
So with the styrofoam ban, do you know how long does it take before this goes into effect? Do you know?
I think for the most part, it's immediate.
Hmm. Okay. Now, one of the arguments I've sometimes heard is the contention that, styrofoam is in fact recyclable and therefore shouldn't be banned. Did anybody at the hearing address that particular issue?
They did. It's definitely one of the, there's no efficient way of recycling styrofoam. There's not much that you can do with it because it doesn't react well to heat. Therefore, you can't melt it down and turn it into something else. It pretty much loses all of its positive qualities after it's single use. So it's not, and it takes much longer to degrade than alternatives, like any paper alternative.
Mm-hmm. And so when the styrofoam ends up in the landfill, what how does that, does it break up into little pieces? How does the styrofoam in the landfill work?
Exactly. It breaks up into tiny pieces, and given that it has such a light weight, it's easily carried with the wind into water sources and farms nearby, and it just travels much further, which is the issue, because then the toxins leak out, and it's exactly what we don't want.
Hmm. From what I understand, styrofoam is actually a form of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, so I heard something about the plastic will wind up in the oceans, and right at this moment, there's 1 pound of plastic for every 3 pounds of fish. Have you heard anything of that kind of statistic?
Oh, absolutely. It's in a majority of our fish already. I mean, even in your bottled water, I think I heard a statistic saying that there was traces of plastic found in every bottle of water out there. So there's also a floating mass of plastic in the Pacific, which is the size of Texas, or some crazy statistics like that. It's a big issue. And I think any step we can take towards eliminating our waste is a good step.
Now, did any other waiters or waitresses testify at this hearing, or are you sort of the spokesperson for that community?
I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think I was one of the only servers there. Tina Lieberman, one of the people who headed this entire ban, I believe she does some part-time catering, which involves to-go containers and one-time use containers, a lot like the styrofoam. She spoke, and I think she's had much more success with alternatives as well. Just overall, I've spoken to other servers, coworkers, and managers. I talked to them about some of the concerns that they had about it affecting like the price point and things like that, and I think everyone was in agreement that they had no problem keeping the ban and staying away from those toxic products.
Has County Executive McCoy, has he said that he will sign the law?
Not that I've heard. I'm not sure.
Who are some of the other groups or individuals who spoke at the hearing? What were some of the points that they raised that, you know, particularly impressed you or moved you?
I think there was just a lot of great scientific facts that they've been working on over the years. A few people that are involved with the waste agency gave some good facts about how much of our landfill is actually the polystyrene at the moment, and how much space it actually takes up. It was interesting to hear some of those facts. And I think it's a cause for concern because, I mean, if they get much fuller, they'll have to shut down the landfill, which would raise taxes because we'd then have to ship our trash and recycled material elsewhere, which would be a huge issue.
Now, do you normally testify at, you know, these type of public hearings before the legislature, or is this sort of an unusual situation for you?
Very unusual situation. I'm definitely new to all of this. This is my first time kind of speaking up about an issue. And I don't know, I feel good about it. I'm happy that they made the decision that they did. And I'm happy to play a role in something that would definitely affect me and possibly my future family.
Okay.
I plan on staying in Albany County for a lifetime. So I want to see us make all of these progressive moves in the right direction. So,
now, did anybody at the hearing or after the hearing talk about the next steps? I know a lot of people these days talk about certainly getting rid of plastic bags, which unfortunately the governor sort of messed up at the state level when he blocked the New York City plastic bag law. But besides plastic bag, the other issue that seems to be getting a lot of attention these days are plastic straws. I mean, for instance, are the establishments you work in, have they moved away from plastic straws?
Yes, definitely. There are a few. I've worked at two different restaurants in this past year, Savoy Tap Room and Iron Gate Cafe. Both of them consider themselves strawless bars, which is fantastic, which means pretty much we drop drinks without straws and we only give them upon request. So it brings down the use substantially. Hmm. And we don't get too many requests for them. So I think even whether it's made a law or not, it's something that establishments can take on their own.
And were you impressed by any of the particular county legislators in terms of their support? You know, any particular one of them stood up and really made a good speech that indicated they knew what they were doing?
No one in particular. I didn't hear any of the legislators speak in the time that I was there.
Okay.
I saw, overall, though, I saw a lot of people that seemed to be nodding and agreeing and with the ban, and obviously it passed, so okay. I'm happy their heads are in the right places.
So do you have any, I don't know, final message you want to share with our listening audience about, you know, them taking, you know, some responsibility to help make us a more environmentally sound community?
I would just like to see everyone do their own part, and whether or not the legislation moves at the same pace as we do, I would just like to see everyone take their place in being less wasteful in general. And restaurant owners, do your part by becoming strawless establishment and leaning towards those eco-friendly products, and get us to be a little bit closer to being just an all-around eco-friendly, sustainable city.
And where can people learn more about the this issue?
It's all over the internet. There's a couple zero waste committees that are up and coming in Albany County. Once every couple months, there's a sustainable advisory committee meeting where some leaders in different agencies all come and speak on the different sustainable projects that they have going on, and that's a great place for the public to come and join and listen in on those products or listen in on those projects and give feedback and kind of take a hand in getting involved. Just a Google search away.
Well, Haley, I want to thank you for being willing to share your experience and time with our listeners here at WOOC.
Yeah, thank you for having me.